This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
27 minutes to 5 on your Tuesday drive show with Chris and Leo. Joy 94.9.
Now, between them, our next guests have starred in Australia's best of dramas, including Neighbours, Redfern Now, and Stingers, as well as numerous stage productions. They're currently starring in the hit TV show Wentworth as Boomer and Joanne. For the very first time in the Joy studios, Katrina Milosevic.
Milosevic.
Hey. And Sharina Clayton. Welcome to Joy.
Thanks for having us.
Just coming closer down that special. Now, how was your Easter festival, ladies? Full of hot cross buns and chocolate?
Drink, sleep.
Yes, moving house.
You're moving house, Katrina, at the moment.
I am.
Because you arrived with all your... with all your gear, darling.
I did.
What's going on?
I just decided to stop in at IKEA on the way. That's all.
I love IKEA. Like, I can spend hours there, honestly.
Yeah. It was.
Now, of course, over the years, you've appeared on numerous TV shows. Katrina, you were nominated for Logie back in 2004 for Stingers.
I was.
Which was pretty cool. That must open up a lot of doors for you.
hang on. Katrina, who did you lose to?
I lost to...
someone who no one remembers, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, actually, no, she's in the state. She's a very pretty girl. What's her name? She was in Home and Away.
Isabel Lucas.
Yeah, I lost
her. Really?
Nobody knew.
Whatever.
Yeah. Obviously, that show, you were on that show
Isabel,
for 2 years.
Isabel, if you're listening, you're beautiful.
I was, yeah.
And a lot of doors opening for you in that show. A lot of doors opening up in the industry for you. Did they? Well, I guess they did. You got a Logie nomination.
I did.
Fantastic.
I got that. That was lovely. But
you got to go to the Logies and drink their champagne. I mean, isn't that the important thing?
I had a corker of a night that night. I can tell you that now. It was awesome.
Did you get a bit hammered, did you?
Just a little bit.
Just nicely.
It's free-flowing. They just don't. You just can't monitor it. Suppressed us.
This is a laugh fest.
I know. So everyone's like, shut up and talk. Yeah. Sorry.
See, Leo's prepared all the questions here, and he's got a really important question for you here, Sharina.
Yes. Now,
as an Aboriginal woman, you must feel very proud that so many wonderful performers continue to shine, like Jess Malboy, Casey Donovan, Deborah Mailman.
Yes.
So,
and there's such an incredible. Oh, yes.
Go on.
Question.
Go for it.
What was it?
No, well, I was going to say, you had an AFI award nomination for your work in Redfern Now.
Actor now.
Yes. Mm. Now, who were your acting inspirations growing up? I told you it was a serious question.
Katrina's pointing to us.
It's one door that will open.
I suppose, look, I have a huge range of people that I get inspiration from, acting, personal, spiritual, emotional. Like, I've been raised with an incredibly highly motivated, driven mom. I mean, she raised five of us girls on a student income while she went through law school. As a single mother, and became the first Indigenous female state prosecutor in Western Australia. So she's now starting her master's. All my sisters are in university. My twins now in her third year at NIDA. So
you're a family of high achievers.
Very high achievers. So my motivation and inspiration comes from so many different people, whether I meet them on the street or, you know, whether these incredibly talented body of women that I'm working with, especially as role models. I very much looked up to Deborah Mailman and Rachel Perkins. So it was quite a phenomenal, and Leah Purcell, obviously, a phenomenal achievement for me in my own journey, I suppose, and trajectory in life and within the arts, is to meet these women who were such frontiers of Aboriginal people being on national and international spectrum.
It's interesting because as a gay and lesbian or GLBTI community radio station, one of the things that we find most important is that our community needs to hear themselves on our station. So that was obviously something that was important for you, that you needed to feel, needed to see someone like yourself and have that feeling.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, Australia's, how do I put it, as diplomatic as possible, I think it's very conservative still, let alone for our Indigenous brothers and sisters, and who are gay as well, or transgender, or struggling with having their voices and faces recognised within the mainstream. I think it's really important that we have representation of people of different diversities, different sexualities, different belief systems, and I think it's really important that the more diverse, you know, characters that we're seeing on our television screens, or, you know, whether in their radio stations or in commercials, I think the more people we encourage these particular conversations to be had.
Is it getting better? Because I did an interview with Deborah Marwin this morning, actually, and she said that casting Aboriginal actors are playing Aboriginal actors, but it's a long way to go where we can cast you as an actor, regardless of what race you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think Europe and definitely America are very much the banner for that. I think we still have an assimilation.
But a way to
we
go.
Have to, yes. Doesn't perhaps help with this current government?
No.
which is across the board, though. I think it's a struggle across the board.
Yeah. Very much
terms,
so.
You know, of the arts, because, you know, essentially what we aim to do, what the arts aims to do, and always has, you know, is hold a mirror up to society. And if you're not representing society, then you're not doing your job. So, so to the powers that be, take note.
Now, I guess that would bring us around to your character in Wentworth. Do you see that role as being something that you're proud of from that perspective, if anything else, that representing, in some ways, a real person? Do you feel like you're playing a real character?
Our commentary on her race, I think we all strive to represent real people as truthfully and with as much honour and integrity as possible. It's whether or not she comes from a background where she is Indigenous, and or whether she's African or Muslim or whatever. So I think these are stories which are all women from all races are able to represent, or, you know, have some sort of regard with and relationship or able to relate to, because these are really stories about universally women and the human condition and human relationships, and are very exciting to have such a strong, predominantly women driven show. So I think what we're hoping for, sexuality aside or race aside, is that we're, as women, we're kind of paving the way for more shows like it to come along.
Now, Step Around Girls, plenty more to talk about, including what's coming up on season 3. That's coming up next on Joy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
14 minutes to 5 here on Joy 94.9. We are with the girls from Wentworth.
Now, of course, Sharina and Katrina, who play Boomer and Doreen on the show. Now, this show, Wentworth, is huge overseas in the States and in the UK and in New Zealand, where I come from, just saying.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, bro. Do you guys get a bit of a buzz getting fan mail from all parts of the world?
Hey?
Fan mail.
I just got excited about New Zealand and I just my mind wafted.
Yeah.
No,
come on, cuz.
Come on, cuz. Come through. What's amazing, I'll quickly comment before going on to Gorgeous Cat, is the response. Especially from men, I've met
gay
so
men,
straight men, heterosexual men, and men,
really?
Like who've just responded with such a wonderful.
I get a lot of gay men.
Report, yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
Heaps. Gay men love Boom. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But yes.
I love that.
We love that.
I'm feeling the man love.
Because you were in the UK last year, Katrina.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Good.
Did you get a reaction from fans for Wentworth while you're in the UK?
I did. Funny story, I was there, I started off in the UK when episode 1 of season 2 went to air.
Oh, wow.
Not a thing, you know, and I thought, what am I doing here? This is bizarre. Anyway, I was with my boyfriend at the time, and he's still my boyfriend.
Oh!
My boyfriend. Sorry, Rodney, you're still my boyfriend.
Time?
Just telling you.
Rodney, what's happening? Oh, dear.
Hence the IKEA bag.
Can't move it.
know who they are. But yeah, and so anyway, and then we went over to Italy, we went other places, then came back, and oh my God, I went to get my hair cut, the whole salon, I had to line up for selfies. Boomer! It was, and I was in IKEA today, and I and these two walked up behind me and went, "Hi, Boomer." And I there with my great? Trolley going, "Hi."
I was actually funnily on the back of that, I was in the States when it was just starting on Netflix, and people, it's that look when people look at you, they're not sure whether or not they've recognized you and if you're really there
in the States.
Or if you're human, or what are you doing buying popcorn? What are you doing in normal people's, like, you know, buying supermarket food? They go, "Are you, excuse me, are you Doreen from Wentworth?" I'm like, yeah, I am. And thank you so much for watching. So it's funny, you know, because Dan was saying that when she went over to Comic-Con for Xena, that the response was even greater because Wentworth has obviously picked up hugely over in the States. That's thanks cool. to Netflix, and everyone just got excited.
It's a brand new world.
So we're at the start of season three, show originally started with this huge fanfare over the fact that it is a remake of the iconic 70s series.
Reimagining.
Reimagining. Oh, thank you, Leo.
Thanks.
That's all right.
What was the feeling like originally going in with that idea? Like, were either of you fans, or had you seen Prisoner beforehand? Or
I wasn't really allowed to watch it, but I did watch some of it. I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember the steam press. I remember B. I remember Doreen. I remember and
Doreen,
the teddy bear, and the.
Can you please come on set and do that as a sound?
It's so iconic, isn't it? We can all remember. I have the feeling like we all kind of, well, I don't know, I can only speak for myself because my character isn't a reimagined character. I believe it's an amalgamation of a few characters, and people have come up with their own ideas of who Boomer is. But so I was kind of lucky. I had no benchmark to, you know, to try and not emulate, or I didn't, you know, it wasn't in my consciousness that I had to, I can't speak.
No, I get like that when I'm talking on the radio as well.
For instance, you were playing Doreen, and there was a Doreen, and she was iconic. So,
but didn't even have the response. Oh, see, I think Boomer is. I love Boomer. I always say that. I love Booms. I think she's one of my. She is possibly one of my favorite characters ever. But oh, hail Booms. But it was funny because I got a lot of response back. Well, I heard a lot of criticisms about Doreen being black, you know, and it was interesting because Colette Mann was very supportive of, you know, basically it's a reworking of this show and we're representing 21st century and we should be inclusive of our Indigenous people because in the original series we very much pushed for it, but the producers and network didn't allow it to happen. So what was wonderful is now people have taken on Doreen as like her own entity, and it's very much we have you know, salutes to the original, but there's a Doreen in Wentworth and there's a Doreen in Prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you can't compare the two now. So it's so wonderful. It's kind of she's birthed her own, you know. basically come out as her own now.
What I love about last year is the introduction of the freak Joan Ferguson, played by Pamela Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brilliantly. I love her as that character. And also Socrates Otto, who plays Maxine, the transgender character. What an amazing character for primetime TV, a transgender character on Australian television.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm, and this season, I've seen the first three episodes, and you see a different side of Maxine.
Yes, exactly.
It's a lovely side of Maxine.
Yes, I agree.
And speaking of your characters, season one starts tonight.
Season three
starts tonight.
Brad, you're in the light.
Episode one is tonight. Now, what can fans expect from the first episode? Because it's a corker.
Isn't it?
You want to extend on that? Okay.
Well, I was like,
B's back, and so is Lizzie. They're back from the Bahama Slammer, and all hell breaks loose tonight.
Have to remember that the psychology of it is just intensified. I don't know how it's possible, but it has because I think when you've thrown into the mix the status quo of fighting for the top dog position and the control that Joan Ferguson wants to have over the prison, the psychology and reason behind particular actions or the motivations behind why people do certain things in order to maintain their whatever their status is that it's amplified even more so when you have the dynamic which is Joan Ferguson, B. Smith and Frankie Doyle. And we also have other characters which come, which eventually get introduced.
Let's
as well.
Just say loyalties will shift. And
so we'll see different sides of different characters.
And the pressures gets intensified, doesn't it? Like people are, there's a pressure to take a side. Isn't there?
Finally, girls, your character, season three starts tonight. Episode two, next week, your characters are really prominent in the episode.
Leo's and letting in that he's seen the preview.
But Doreen on all fours, doll.
I have to remember that that wasn't a section.
And
I was like, oh, she's clearly getting more than I am.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And Boomer gets into a bit of strife next week. We can't say too much. God's sake, amazing scene from you, doll, must say.
Thank you.
Incredible scene because I was just like, oh my God. Oh,
I know. What's wonderful is that we've been able to have a wonderful relationship with the writers and directors brainstorming with the other actors about the scenes and basically adding nuance and detail and whatever extra layers of truth we can possibly embody in the script or what's said, what's not said. So a lot of the stuff is created, you know, with the writers and the actors who have brought forth a lot of ideas. Like,
yeah.
Wentworth.
Now we have a message in from Brendan. Brendan says, I simply can't wait for season three to start tonight. Oh, please tell me there's a season four.
It's been commissioned, right?
Yes. There is
that's me.
And when does that start filming?
August. August.
Okay, so you'll see it next year.
You'll see it next year. Bless you, Brendan.
Thanks, Brendan.
I have a habit of saying that. I'm about 90 years old.
She's Mother Teresa,
darling. Thank you. Thanks for loving it.
Now, of course, Wentworth Season 3 starts tonight, 8:30 on Foxtel Soho Channel. For more information, visit wentworth.sohotv.com.au and follow the girls on social media. Katrina and Sharina, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure.
I'm a little nervous. I hope you like it. Because it belongs to the audience now. It's not good.
Can you girls come in every week? Because it's been lots and lots of fun.
Yeah. Done. This time next week. Awesome. Done. I should be moving by
the time job in the press, would you?
Done.
Sure. Might as well. With Kim Kardashian when you need it.
We're closing the bars on this one. This is Joy.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.